Hour number two, kicking off here in the Fan Run Studios. Hit us with some hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Coach?
Thanks, John. The Who.
Damn, Jaylen Brown. It was good last night.
When I say The Who, do you think of the band or the World Health Organization?
The band, definitely.
My mind just immediately goes to, who are you? Does The Who sing that?
Who?
Does The Who sing that?
They do.
I assumed as much.
That makes sense. Yep.
Be really funny if someone else sang it.
Well, who are you? Maybe what we're asking soon when we don't have many friends left because many of them died in the next pandemic. As the World Health Organization says, the next pandemic will be far more deadly than the last.
Are they saying why? Is it because people are not going to
believe
take
it?
Any precautions at all and just be like, no?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we have a practice test.
Shouldn't it be less deadly just in the fact that like now we shouldn't be like underfunded, like we have some type of protocol to follow?
I don't know.
Or are they just saying like people aren't going to follow it?
I don't know. Yeah. We have a practice test Fauci. Now on the third grade TCAP, if you want to take one, to see if you can pass it. News Channel 5 has a third grade TCAP reading assessment practice test.
Will you DM it to me?
Yep. Do I have you on Twitter?
Yeah. You should.
Keep blocking.
Offset reveals that he is not biologically related to Takeoff and Quavo.
There you go.
He said he was classmates with Quavo and began hanging out with him and his nephew, Takeoff, when he was in the sixth grade. So he says he's not biologically related to them.
I feel like that's...
Is that known?
Well, no, I was going to say, I feel like that goes against what we thought. I thought they were supposed to be family. Or maybe not. Maybe the other two are just supposed to be family.
Why you should travel solo this summer? Because you ain't got no friends. Let's see. I don't want to read that. Do you know Tina Turner lived in Switzerland?
You said that yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I said, when I Googled her Wikipedia said she was Swiss.
Yeah.
You said, oh, you think she lived there? I was like, I don't know. There's a reason that she's on there from Switzerland.
Sometimes I forget what I said.
Yeah. I'm here to remind you.
You know what else was from Switzerland?
Funny that he admits he forgets what he says, but all can think he can call back precisely what he said at all times.
You know what else is from Switzerland?
In an argument. Cakes. Those little cakes.
The little Swiss rolls?
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Christian's defense is going to be on this NCAA game we play.
Most definitely.
You got about 2 hours, Christian, before I start embarrassing you. I was going to say the Eurovision Song Contest, though. But Jimmy Butler says that he started listening to country music to make his teammates mad, and then he accidentally discovered how great it is. Turns out Jimmy Butler likes the country music. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, there he is. Wearing a Scarface hoodie?
It looked like a Mickey Mouse hoodie to me.
Was it?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I just thought I saw Mickey Mouse ears. So yeah, I watched that video of Jimmy Butler. He's basically talking about in college how people would have the headphones in the workout room but not have the headphones on their actual ears. They'd have them around their neck. He's like, so everybody's music would be blasting. And I'd be like, put it on your ears. I don't want to hear that. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. So then he said, to troll them, he went home and Googled what's the most country song? And he said he came up with
Don't Take the Girl.
Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl. He's like, so I would just put it on repeat and blast it. He's like, and all my teammates got mad. Like, oh, bro, turn it off. I was like, no, don't worry about what's in my headphones, because that's what they had told him. He's like, but then actually I found myself listening to it, and I was like, damn, this is deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I do. That is one of my favorite country music songs from when I was a kid. They used to always get me.
Country music used to be good. It had a great time in the sun.
Johnny's daddy.
Used to be good.
He's taking him fishing.
Kim Kardashian says in regards to her kids, because apparently there was a thing where one of the kids saw her sex tape, you know, and apparently that was a whole thing, and she's having to address that. And anyway, she says about Kanye, with all of his shenanigans, I don't even know what the F to call it, that's going to be far more damaging to the kids one day than my tape will ever be.
I would say that's probably accurate.
Says she broke down in tears recently.
Do you agree or disagree?
That Kanye's shenanigans will be worse for the kids.
Kanye's shenanigans will be more impactful to the kids than Kim's sex tape with Ray J. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree. Although, are the kids watching the sex tape? Because that would be pretty, that would mess you up psychologically to see your mom getting, you know.
I don't think anybody. I don't think there's very many people besides like Norman Bates who would want to watch their mother do that. So like surely they wouldn't watch the whole thing.
I don't know, the curiosity of it though. Like,
what? The curiosity?
I don't know.
No, you turn it off.
You know how kids are.
Yeah.
Or when one of the boys is like 14, his buddy's going to be watching it and he's going to show him. He's like, dude, look at your mom.
Yeah, but like,
look at your mom getting railed. So like, you're going to see some things probably. Although I do agree.
But Kanye, you know?
Yeah. I think probably just having Kanye's genes. Well, I don't know.
Kanye's walking around like a genius.
Kanye's walking around
with like shoulder pads on. Have you seen the recent picture of him? It looks like he's got shoulder pads on. I don't know.
And his wife, too.
Well, I didn't notice her shoulders. I just noticed her.
She's also got big shoulders.
Well, I just noticed she was driving a milk truck. But the.
What do you mean by that?
She had a white cream shirt on. But Kanye looks like he's wearing like shoulder pads. I don't know if he's genetically changed something, if he's got some implants or something, or if there's like just padding in his clothes now. A little bit of breaking news.
Yeah, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, we know.
No, we didn't.
The audience didn't know.
The audience didn't know.
I was going to tell you to horn him.
But
I was about to get to that.
You just had to get to Kim Kardashian.
That was going
to
be my next
talking
headline.
Talking about her kids.
Actually.
Okay, go ahead.
The Cardinals have released DeAndre Hopkins after 3 seasons.
DeAndre Hopkins is free from Arizona. We'll see where he ends up. The Titans are rumored to be trading for him during the lead up to the draft. I don't know if if you're DeAndre Hopkins and you want to be the number one receiver, come on down, because the Titans don't have a number one receiver. So like, I don't know exactly how much money they have to give him, but you could be our number one receiver.
I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it either, but I'd rather have him than not have him.
Definitely. Just because last time we got a aging star wide receiver, it didn't work out so great.
That's fine. I'm not saying that this would solve everything, Christian. I'm just saying if option one is have DeAndre Hopkins and option B is not have DeAndre Hopkins, I would rather have option A, which is DeAndre Hopkins.
That's true.
Uh-oh. Apparently Chick-fil-A is supporting a transgender worker.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
People are in a real pickle here.
Uh-oh. Are they next? Eventually, there's not going to be anything left to eat or drink or shop at. Let's see. Oh, you done with Hopkins? Carry on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I'll say what I wanted to say. If he wants to be a number one receiver on a team that might be competitive, you know, I don't know. People are pretty down on the Titans, but I still think they'll have a chance to make the playoffs. Not win a Super Bowl, of course. So if he's wanting to just win a ring, you know, maybe he goes somewhere
else. I'd go to the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a ring.
Yeah, but, like, they're not going to pay him.
Depends on what you want in life.
Yeah, it depends on what you want.
Do you want a ring or do you want a bank account full of money?
Well, let's say he goes to New York and plays with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers got plenty of receivers up there. I don't know.
Is a ring really that important?
To some people.
I think I'd rather just have the money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Like, if you're striving to win a championship or win some big award – and you never get it, do you feel unfulfilled? If you do get it, do you have the same drive? I got to be honest, once I went back-to-back as best radio host in Knoxville, I lost my drive. You know what I mean? Like, I'd already accomplished the mountaintop of Knoxville, and then at that point, I was just kind of like, you know, just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, then you lost to Brian Rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's disappointing.
It is what it is.
You know, you never
won. That damn Lady Vol crowd. That damn Lady Vol crowd is hard to beat.
He does softball and
you know, you never won best radio host in Knoxville when I wasn't on the show.
I know. It's true.
It's like how Jordan never won a ring without Pippen.
There's some truth to that.
As soon as I left, Brian Rice won best radio host.
I would say it was more about the depression I went into after my dad died and just not really being able to crawl out of that.
I mean,
that
could have had something to do with it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say that probably had more to do with my joy of the radio and taking it seriously and probably more to do with that.
Or maybe give credit where it's due. Maybe Brian Rice just got really good.
Well, I said it's hard to beat the Lady Vol crowd. It's hard to beat the Lady Vol crowd voting. Like Brian Rice is good and he's a professional and, you know, I got
– Brian Rice just stepped his game up.
He stepped his game
so
up.
So are those awards just like a poll, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
McCarthy says it's crunch time on the debt ceiling deal.
Mike McCarthy? Why does he care?
That made me laugh. Good one.
That
good
made one. You laugh? Yeah. We couldn't tell by you laughing into the mouth.
Good
microphone.
One, Christian. Mike McCarthy, imagine him in a press conference just they're asking him about Dak, and he says, yeah, you know, Dak's coming along. But before we talk about that, I want to address the debt ceiling for a minute. What does Mike McCarthy know about the debt ceiling? Probably about as much as I do. Hundreds travel to rural Missouri community to see nun's body that appears to show no signs of decay years after her death. What? They just got some dead nun laying out in the woods? Better click on this. Would you travel to Missouri to see a dead nun?
No, I'll be in Chicago in a couple weeks.
Good one.
Thanks.
She's actually alive somehow. Hundreds of people have been traveling to the Benedictines of Mary, Queen Apostles of, God, just pick a net, monastery, rural Missouri, to view a dead nun's body, which appears to show no signs of decay, approximately 4 years after her death.
Whoa.
Does this mean that she's...
divine?
You think she's like a, what do they call it, immortal? Immoral?
I don't think it's immoral.
Nuns are known for being immoral.
Immortal.
Immortal. I mean, she's dead, so she's not immortal, but she's, yeah, divine. Maybe that's a good word. Could it be that she has
the spirit of God
inside her?
Is that why people are going to see her?
Yeah, it says she died in 2019 at age 95. Boy, these nuns have a good lifespan, don't they?
They live a problematic lifestyle, I guess.
She was exhumed roughly four
They're
years
not
later.
Weighed down by any man, you know? No man there stressing them out.
That's right. Roughly 4 years later, you can still go look at her dead body, I guess.
Just laying out in the woods?
No, she's not in the woods. Oh. She's in a temple.
They bury her loose out in the woods somewhere?
She's in a church, I guess. A monastery, whatever that is. I thought that was a Buddhist thing.
And her body, is it decayed?
Her body was reportedly incorrupt, which in Catholic tradition refers to the preservation of the body from normal decay. The remains were intact even though the body had not been embalmed and was in a wooden coffin. The discovery has captured the attention of members of the church. The condition of Sister Wilhelma has generated widespread interest and raised important questions. Yeah, so I guess this broad's still not decaying. Can you call a nun abroad? Not really.
I don't think so.
How do you feel about the term broad, Alex?
Not a favorite.
Canceled?
Didn't say that. I mean, I've heard it.
You're close to being canceled. Especially now that you've heard her complaint.
Who, the nun?
No. Alex's.
Oh, yeah. Well,
be careful, Alex. He'll have you move permanently to the Blitz and...
Anyways. This is pretty interesting. They said they've noticed over time more than 100 incorruptible bodies have been canonized. Bodies that defy the decaying process.
Maybe it has something to do with the land or like where they put.
Well, that's what I was wondering. But like they said that she wasn't in land, right? You said how long has she been in the temple? Because I mean, yeah, they've talked about that. Like in Ireland specifically, I was reading about that. Like the people had been found like in these marshes, and like there were no. There really wasn't any decomposition
actually,
over like 30 years. Like they were still pretty much together because
they're
of the
actually keeping her in an above ground pool, I think. Oh, wait, that's an ad.
All right, this is going to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Looking at some cap space situations in the NFL, if you are going to try to find a DeAndre Hopkins spot, top of the league, the Bears, the Panthers, Lions, Colts, Packers, any of those five do you think have a good claim for DeAndre Hopkins and that DeAndre Hopkins would want to go there? The Lions, but they already have two receivers. I don't know if they'd want to spend on a third one. Bears, maybe. Panthers, I mean, they don't have any receivers. I don't know if they're trying to win this year or not.
I'd say send him to the Bears.
Bears?
Yeah.
Packers?
John, check it out, your home run prop bets.
Packers ain't got no quarterback.
I haven't been hitting any.
I've retired. Here's a question.
Hey, it was a short-lived. It was a short-lived thing for me. I've given up.
I hate that park.
Oh, I hate it too.
Oh, they do have a pool out there, though.
It's actually an aquarium, I think.
Oh. Is it stingrays?
I think so. They are called the rays.
Oh, that makes sense. Who? What? What? No, they're. Are they? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays.
It used to be the Devil Rays.
Could be in Nashville eventually, maybe.
Could be.
Could be.
Possibly. I think we have more of a chance.
Do you
to
know they're building
team,
the Ritz-Carlton in Nashville?
Yeah, I would agree with Kristen. I think if Nashville's getting a team, it'll be a current team. Yeah. Once Oakland moves to Las Vegas, there probably won't be anybody else really wanting to relocate. Maybe the Rays, but I don't see it.
Yeah. One of my professors at MTSU is actually involved in like one of the groups trying to get a baseball team here.
As an owner, or just like, does he run research for them?
He's like, he does kind of like their PR stuff. Like, he tweets out stuff and makes
Christian,
social media
I know
videos,
people.
Stuff like that. He's the professor.
Would you rather live in a bad Ritz-Carlton or the nicest Days Inn?
In the same city?
Yeah.
I think Days Inn's pretty good.
How about Days Inn for $150 a night or Ritz-Carlton for $200 a night? Which means that, like, it's a very...
It's still the worst Ritz-Carlton?
It's one of the worst Ritz-Carltons.
All I need is a good Days Inn.
But a nice Days Inn, Days Inn might be better than the...
I take the Days Inn every time. Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm wondering, like, I bet the nicest Days Inn is probably still not as good as the worst Ritz-Carlton.
You probably get a better experience, though.
Well, what do you
at
need?
What, the Days Inn?
Yeah.
But what do you need?
By experience, you mean hookers and drugs? Or
no, I just mean, like, overall satisfaction of sleeping in
That's
a
what
bed.
I think when I think of Days Inn is overall satisfaction.
Well, what do you need from a hotel? My hotel experience.
Clean bed.
Yeah, I just need a clean bed and a good shower.
Clean bed, comfortable mattress.
I bring my own toilet paper in there, so that doesn't matter, because the Ritz-Carlton is going to have bad toilet paper, too. I bring my own. I'm good.
Why has no one capitalized on bad toilet paper? Like, why is
this must be too expensive, man.
Why is there
the
not?
Only...
Yeah, like, you would think, like, a Ritz-Carlton would give you a Charmin, you know? But they're still going to have that sandpaper toilet paper. Even nice places have that same toilet paper.
I know.
I'm waiting for a company to stand up with a good, strong, soft toilet paper.
You would hope so.
Got to be somebody doing that.
That's why I just bring my own.
What do you use?
You make what type of toilet paper?
Yeah, what
use?
Toilet paper do
Charmin,
you buy?
Typically?
Just Charmin General?
No, the one, I mean, I don't, yeah, which the whatever
ultra?
One the red is. Yeah, ultra.
Ultra strong or ultra soft? They have two.
Ultra soft, too. I don't like ultra soft. It breaks up too much.
I don't either, but also ultra strong isn't quite soft enough.
See, I don't need to be that soft. It just has to be better than, like, what the hotel's giving you.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that your phone vibrating?
No, it must be yours. Got a lot of action going on over there?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me.
Was it Alex?
It was me. By the time I picked it up, I guess it was done.
Oh, I was going to say that. It was
really,
definitely you.
I really didn't think it was me by the time I picked up my screen. It just says my Uncle Charlie tried to call me. Must not be a Talk Sports fan.
Guess not. he's calling me too.
Well, pick it up.
I forgot what I was talking about.
You were talking about the hotels and what you need.
Oh, well, just like clean room, comfortable bed. Good service. Shower.
Yeah, shower.
I'm pretty basic.
Shower's got to be good.
I like staying at a place. You know how I know I'm at a nice place? Is if it has like a restaurant attached or a bar. To me, that's a nice hotel no matter what. Like a Hilton or something. Like if you're staying at like a downtown Hilton and there's a bar in it. Because I'm used to hotels that don't have bars.
I stayed at a Days Inn that had a bar in it.
A Days Inn with a bar?
Yeah.
Must have been a downtown place.
It was in Hoover.
Hoover, Alabama?
Well, actually, I wasn't staying there. My friend was staying there, but I went and drank with them. And they gave you free drinks, too.
Say what?
Yeah.
You went to a Days Inn in Hoover, Alabama that had a bar in it.
Let me fact check and make sure it was a Days Inn.
Because, like, I'm a Holiday Inn kind of guy, you know?
It maybe could have been a Holiday Inn, but I'm pretty sure it was a
Like,
Disney
I'm not staying at the worst hotel, but I'm definitely not staying at the best one. Like, if it's a good high-end, if it's got, like, a 3.8 out of 5 stars on the Google review, like a nice Comfort Inn or a Holiday Inn Express,
I've already
like
failed
that.
This third-grade reading thing because I can't figure out how to get to the test. you sent me a link to get to the pretest, and I can't figure out how to get there. So
was News Channel 5 lying about having a practice test? A practice
unless
test?
We have a practice test. Okay, so they hyperlinked. Maybe I just clicked something that wasn't. I wasn't supposed to. The official in-depth test is now available for viewership. We also found this practice test online. Okay. I was clicking the wrong place. I found it now.
Do you think you'll end up going to summer school?
I would be surprised if I couldn't do good on the reading.
You guys know any third graders being affected by this? No. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, a lot of third graders are either getting left back or they got to go to summer school. Like 60% of Tennessee third graders are looking at remediation because they can't pass this test. Does it look hard?
Well, this one isn't online. This is just actually the test, but I don't know if we get the score. Or...
Ask me questions.
No, because like it's reading. You have to read. I don't want to read.
Read it, and then I'll answer it.
All right. Number one.
Okay.
This is a story called The Camping Trip.
Oh, I'm nervous.
This is a quote. I wish I could be out in the woods with my friends right now, Sam thought to himself. He and his friends had planned a camping trip with their parents, but Sam couldn't go. He had to stay home because he was sick with a bad cold. That evening,
Sam can't go on the question.
Question one, I think, comes from there. No, it doesn't. Okay, it says 1-2. I don't know, but the question one. Anyways, remember what I said in the first. I'm not going to repeat myself. That evening, Sam's mother came into his bedroom. I have a surprise, Mom said. Sam glumly.
Here are my breasts. All right, so what happened next with Sam?
That's Family Guy humor for you there, Christian.
What happened next with Sam? Please continue.
Alex, you're a comedy writer, right? That's what you want to do? You want to be a comedy writer? Did you find that funny? Did you find that to be highbrow?
She laughed.
Is that all it takes to be funny? I guess
we both laughed.
Okay,
They both laughed.
All right. I didn't.
I'd have them dying. Yeah. If I could just have a room full of these two, I'd kill that crowd.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have heckled you off the stage.
Yeah, you would have been like, boo.
You
would have
been
booing
grow
me.
Up. I was like, grow up. Really? You guys are laughing at that? That's what I'd be saying in the crowd. Sam glumly followed her to the basement and saw that she had set up a tent. Sorry you had to miss the trip, Mom said. I thought we could have our own indoor adventure. Mom and Sam spent the evening
Sound a little kinky.
Mom and Sam spent this evening on sleeping bags in the basement.
Okay.
They watched a nature program on television and talked about their favorite things to do outdoors. Uh-huh. After dinner, Mom even made s'mores for dessert.
S'mores? She made s'mores.
She made s'mores for dessert. Sam was still sorry to have missed the trip, but he and Mom had their own fun camping indoors. So question one, what lesson does Sam learn in this passage? It is important to rest when you are sick. Good planning is important for a fun trip. Friends should try to help each other. Even bad days can include fun adventures.
I mean, any of those could be the answer.
What's your guess, Alex?
What were the last two again?
The last two? It's very clearly one. Friends should try to help each other. Even bad days can include fun adventures.
Read A and B.
No, it has to be A.
It's D.
It's D,
obviously.
I thought it was either A or D.
Well, what was A?
It is important to rest when you are sick.
Well, that's also true. I thought it was either A or D.
Where did you get that from the story? That it's important to rest when you're sick?
Why would that be your main takeaway?
That wasn't the overall story, I guess.
It's about the story. It's about reading. You guys are one step closer to being held back, in my opinion. I don't have the answer. I could be wrong.
Hey, read them again.
I'm not reading them again.
Read B
again. No, I've read them plenty of times.
You didn't read B.
I'm not reading them again.
Just give me B again.
I'm not reading them again.
Please give me B.
No, I'm not.
So you don't know the answer?
They're...
I'm going with A.
I don't think they have the answer here. You're going with A? What story made you think it was important to rest when you were sick?
Well, if you tell me the other answers, maybe I could remember.
No, you've already guessed it. Oh, okay, I got the answer. Number one is... The key says B/D. Does that mean both are right? Is that what that means?
I guess.
I guess.
It says B/D. So you could say good planning is important for a fun trip, or even bad days can include fun adventures. I didn't know there was two right answers. I don't.
Yeah, this is hard. I can see why these kids are getting left back now.
There's Mike McCarthy talking about the debt.
Yeah, that was if Mike McCarthy's on the TV. There's Dak. They're asking him about it now.
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm reading the rubric wrong.
Let's go on to number two.
What is the meaning of the word glummy in paragraph two?
Glummy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read it to me in the sentence.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can
find it.
This
is what you'd have to do.
Is that even a word? What is the meaning of the word glummy?
Glumly. Sorry.
Glumly.
I'm failing the test.
It's going to be like sad.
Sam glumly followed her to the basement and saw that she had set up a tent.
I'm going
to
say like hesitantly.
Quickly, sadly, carefully, surprisingly.
Wait, what?
Sadly.
Quickly, carefully.
Surprisingly or sadly?
Yeah, sadly. Sadly.
Which sentence from the passage helps the reader understand the meaning of glumly? I wish I could be out in the woods with my friends. He and his friends had planned a camping trip. I thought we could have our own adventure. They watched a nature program on television.
I wish I could be out in the woods with my friends.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. And the dead nun.
Which word from the passage could be made into a new word by adding the suffix full? Thoughtful, coldful, tripful, stayful.
Thoughtful? God, this is so easy. God, these kids are dumb. How are they not passing this?
They're in third grade, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, to be fair to the third graders that might be listening, when I read those questions, I added the full myself. So it would just be thought, cold, trip, stay. But
how many third graders do you think are listening right now?
Hopefully they're not. Hopefully none. Hopefully they're
they need to be studying.
Yeah, hopefully they're studying.
Hopefully they're school.
They're working on this summer remediation.
Hopefully their parents have them with their heads in a book.
If you're listening to this show, you need to get back in the books.
Although
you got fourth grade coming up.
Maybe that could be maybe not. They might have third grade coming back up. They might not be going to fourth grade.
Got to be COVID, right?
I think so. I'm not going to read this one. This one looks boring. That's too long. That's two pages.
Yeah, just read a shorter one.
Yeah, that's too long. I just want to
see what's next.
See, this is about the long passage I just read. There has to be an easier way to do this. Okay. Read this sentence about the passage. After 20 minutes, the tomatoes were uncooked. Based on the prefix un, what is the meaning of the word uncooked?
Not.
Not cooked.
Not
yeah.
cooked.
Not cooked. Cooked again. Cooked slowly. Well cooked. I'm beginning
this
to side.
This is so easy.
I'm beginning to side on the side of the TCAP of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, I think this test is just fine. Sounds like we got a lot of dumb third graders in this state.
I guess so.
That's why we rank so low in education.
Dust bunnies and ketchup is what they taste like. They is in like italics, so I think that's what the important
in Italian
part.
You said?
Italics.
Italics.
What does Zia mean when she described the canned tomatoes in this sentence? Dust bunnies and ketchup is what they taste like.
What?
Dust bunnies.
Is it dust bunnies and ketchup or in ketchup?
In ketchup.
Okay.
Is what they taste like?
I'm going to guess she is saying that they taste like dust bunnies, which means they taste like sugar, they taste spicy, they taste like soil, they taste terrible.
They taste soil. Terrible.
You say soil?
I mean dust.
She's comparing them to dust bunnies. Dust wouldn't that bunnies? Be terrible?
I would say terrible
yeah,
and
probably.
Not soil.
I would say terrible.
Soil seems like it would taste terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. It doesn't seem like it would taste good. You are correct about that. Let's see. What question was that? Number eight?
That's probably terrible.
Eight was D. It's terrible. Yeah.
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 No need to overthink it.
Yeah. Don't think outside the box.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I am on the side of the state now. Apologies if you're listening.
Well, what do you have to make on the test? Do you have to make like 80% or something? Or is it just...
I think there's like advanced, there's proficient.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't even remember the other two.
But when I was little, they would be like, this is going to count towards your final grade.
That's what they would tell
and
us, too.
And then
it would
never count.
Never
did.
Oh, they never told us it counted to our final grade. But they did tell us, like, you had to do good on it to pass. Like, this class is, I feel like, what they told us.
You know what they told our class when we were in third grade?
What did they tell your class while you were in third grade?
Kids, a plane has just hit the World Trade Center.
Were you actually in third grade?
Yeah.
Nice.
You'd think maybe that would have held me back a little bit, but I kept moving. You know, these kids had COVID. We had 9/11.
Well, think about the difference there, Cody.
What's the difference?
Well, think about it.
I went right on with
Let's see your critical thinking.
I went right on with my arithmetic.
Let's see your critical thinking skills at work.
I went right on with my arithmetic.
You kept going to school. They did.
Well, no. Well, that's a fair thing to say too, Alex. But I would say you grew up in America that was united.
That's
These poor kids
true.
Grew up in a divided America
true.
That was too worried about ideological politics versus reading. They were too worried about reading the message boards of the QAnon in the QAnon
one of those,
chats.
One of those events divided America, the other
yeah.
united America.
Whereas after 9/11, you wanted to become a hero. You wanted to read.
We went right along with our arithmetic. 18 million New Yorkers minus 3,000 equals 17,700,000. Or whatever that comes out to.
They let us out for school early the day. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got out at lunch.
Well, it's good to get some time off.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program as we get winding down in hour two. Have you guys decided if you're going to play football in hour three? Or are you just going to wait till after the show?
I don't know if I'll be able to focus and do a radio
Christian's
show
already making though. Excuses.
No.
I mean, we can put Alex behind the board. I can do an hour of radio myself.
And we'll just sit there and commentate
magic.
It?
No, I'm not going to pay attention to your stupid game that came out 10 years ago.
See, he's such a hater.
Hook it up in here and we'll play in the third hour.
No, me and Alex.
It'll be good content.
I'm interested in Alex, and she wants to be a comedy writer, and I'm interested in learning about that.
That's not exactly what she said, was it?
She told me she wants to – well,
is that what you said?
Well, she had told
she
me –
She told me some other kind
of
writing.
It's one of the – like, I have a bunch of different things I want to do. That's the main
She
one.
Told me she wanted to be Secretary of State or
That's
something like that.
I said I would want to be, like, a press secretary.
Oh, press secretary.
Well, no, she said she wants to be a press secretary now, like, during – The writer's strike. You missed the part about the writer's strike.
Yeah, she never said comedy writer. She said some other kind of writer.
She told me, well, I mean, I do have information that you don't have where she had told me. Well, I mean, we talked about it the other day whenever she got here at 11:55 and you were coming down the hill at 12:03. We talked about it, and she said that, after school, she wants to move to New York and try to write for, like, a comedy show, like, write for SNL, like, try to get into that.
They could use somebody like you.
Thank you.
They need some writers on that show.
They need some help.
So I'm interested in who she likes in TV, like what TV shows she likes, because we got a big ending. We got a big show ending this week. We got two big shows, and one will make it onto the all-time list.
Well, Alex, as someone who's written some comedy before, I can tell you it's not all you think it is. Not a lot of money in it.
I don't know if what I would consider what you did writing comedy, but either way.
See, but that's why I just plan to marry Rich, and then this is for fun.
There you go.
Oh, well, I guess you could always
She's
do
that. She's got a
plan. What kind of guy are you going for?
I love
Finance?
Rich?
Finance, bro?
Rich. Sounds like Rich.
Rich.
Hey, as long as he's in New York and isn't like, I want to move as soon as we meet. I'll be like, I want to be in New York. I want to stay here.
So you're just looking for
You need some money up there.
Sounds like you're just looking for a roommate at first. You're looking for somebody to let you move in for cheap. But let's not waste all the material while they play video games. We still got time before that. We'll dive into your future career and your thoughts on TV because, again, an all-time show is ending on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any predictions?
For Barry?
No, it's not ending on Sunday. No. Succession in Sunday. Barry's got two more weeks, I think.
Oh, does it?
Well, as far as I know.
I mean, I knew you were talking about Succession.
Well, I was going to say another one that's not going to quite make the all-time list that I think is really, really good is also ending. So we're losing out on
who's
two.
Who's she? Where was she in? What was she in?
She's in this commercial where people follow her
she
around.
She looks similar. I mean.
She does look familiar.
Familiar. That's what I'm, not similar. Similar. She looks familiar.
Well, she also looks similar to somebody you may have seen before.
Could be. What were you saying? TV?
Do you have a prediction? Do you have the
for Succession?
I have the Gamma Gods on the future
Kendall.
Of
It's always been Kendall. It's always been Kendall.
Spoiler alert! If you're not caught up on Succession, we don't know anything that's going to happen in the last episode, but we're going to discuss what happens in the final episode. So, spoiler alert, if you are watching, check back in at like 1:50 for This Guy Eat. So for the next 5 minutes, we're probably going to talk Succession, then we're going to do This Guy Eat. So
spoiler alert. Tune away for 5 minutes.
But actually, no spoilers, because we don't know what's going to happen in this new last final episode. So you're saying Kendall? You think Kendall gets it?
I'm going for Kendall. I think it's always been Kendall. I was very excited to see him get his balls back in the last episode. You think it's going to be Shiv? Could it be someone else?
I don't think it's going to be someone else.
You think it's going to be Jerry?
I think it's going out of the family. No, I don't
think
it's going
to be... You think the board is going to turn on the kids completely?
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
I think the kids are out.
You think so?
I fully think the kids are out. I don't think the kids are getting the spot.
I kind of want... to just see the Kendall takeover. But would that be like the fan ending that like the average fan wants?
I don't know if everyone's rooting for Kendall or not, because I think even if you like Kendall, you don't really like Kendall. You just kind of feel bad for Kendall. I think Kendall's trying his hardest. Spoiler alert. I think Kendall's trying his hardest to be his dad, but he's not going to be able to pull it off.
See, I thought what they showed in the last episode is that Kendall's actually the only one that's really got his dad in him. He's the only one that's got that fierce dog in him.
But I think he's faking it.
You think so?
I don't think it's actually him.
I'm kind of pulling for him.
I think he's doing what he thinks his dad would do.
Okay. Look how bad that
even to is. Like even to the spoiler alert, even to like him going to like basically he's going to try to take his kids away from the mom, who's probably much better suited to keep the kids. Much like Logan did to their parent, their mom. He took them away and then just, you know, basically neglected and abused them emotionally. That's kind of what Kendall's
setting himself
up to do
as well. I thought it was a little
effed
up that she wouldn't let him go to the funeral.
Well, I think that's a consequence from his actions, from getting in bed with Mankin.
Kendall's actions?
For getting in bed with Mankin.
I thought she was being a little emotional about it.
I don't think so.
There were a couple of protests. It wasn't that big of a deal.
No, the daughter, they tried to like attack the daughter. The daughter's not white, and they're helping elect a white supremacist, so I can understand the mom being like, hey, the daughter doesn't feel safe there, not taking them there. Plus, the kids are probably too old to really be in the show anymore because, like, in between, they're supposed to be, like, the same age as they were, like, the last three seasons, and now they're probably, all, like, in puberty.
So what do you think's going to happen with Shiv?
Well, I think Shiv's getting cut out for sure by
you think
Mattson.
Mattson's going to turn on her?
Yeah, he's cutting her out for sure. Yeah.
Are they going to go with Mattson? Is Mencken going to – is the president going to back that deal?
I think Mencken and Mattson are going to team up and cut the kids out altogether.
You
is
think
what
that's
I think.
What's
going to
happen?
That's what I think is happening.
Is that what you want to happen? Is that like the ending in your head?
There's not really any story that I want to have happen because I think it would be very disingenuous. Spoiler alert, if there's a happy ending, because I don't think it's supposed to be a happy show. I think this is the creator of this show is British, and he is making commentary on a really super rich, wealthy, white American media family. So there's not going to be some happy ending. It's about how basically the rich are dumb and corrupt and all these things, and capitalism is going to eat these kids whole.
What if they bring Logan back from the dead like they did Jon Snow?
I don't think that's going to happen. That would be the worst
ending. That'd be pretty cool. Would that ruin the entire show?
Yeah, that would be the worst ending if that was the case. But
actually, I was alive the whole time.
I just wanted to see who would step up. You got my love, Kendall. You're my boy.
You're my boy.
No, I think they're all going to. I think they're all going to get screwed over.
What about Tom?
Could Tom win?
I bet Tom comes out of this in a positive manner.
See, I also think Tom's going to be a part of the tragic ending. Because I think Tom's the only one that's kind of. I think at the end of this show. As we make it through the 40th episode, or no, the 39th episode, because I think one season only had 9 episodes. I think like he's the only one with the moral compass at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think there's no happy ending for him.
I wonder how it ends with him and Shiv, because like I think they kind of hate each other.
Well, yeah, but she's also...
But they also
have... She also has a kid coming.
Yeah, she's pregnant with Tom's baby.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
No, I believe it is, but...
He doesn't know for sure.
Yeah.
He's like, is that even true?
But I think that he is the only one that is left standing with the moral compass, so I think he will be the one that gets screwed over the worst, probably. And like he was actually like prioritizing work by staying in whenever she they were all at the funeral. He was there making sure everything was good.
So it sounds like you think the opposite of all good things happening.
I think all the kids are gonna lose.
It's gonna end poorly.
I think all the kids are gonna lose.
It's gonna end negatively.
Yeah. The only one I could see maybe coming out good is Connor in some goofy way, just because he is such a kiss-ass and he is somewhat sucked up to Mencken. I think what we saw in the last episode was basically foreshadowing that Mankin knows that he no longer needs the kids because they've already called the win for him.
Okay.
So he was kind of, did you not notice at the table?
Was using them.
But then at the table, like, yeah, he basically had nothing to say to them. He didn't want to talk to the kids, like, the kids at all. Like,
yeah,
Kendall was trying to strong arm. He's just kind of like, ah, you know, don't really need you anymore.
As Kendall said, he's got their,
yeah,
in his hand.
Right, and he does. So, like, yeah, I don't think he really
so
needs
maybe
them
just
anymore.
Cuts them out, huh?
I think so, too. And then, like, him and Mankin got that conversation.
Oh, him and who?
Or him and Mattson, sorry. Mattson. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
With Chev there, but then, okay, like, in the car, like, yeah, like.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Think all three kids are losers, and I think all three kids are going to lose.
I'm kind of hoping for Kendall to just come away as, like, as the guy. That's what I'm hoping for. That'd be, like, my favorite ending. But that's probably a little
fan service.
A little fan ending. I like that his character arc has been what it is, though.
You like Kendall's character arc?
Yeah.
Kind of arc has he had?
He's been downtrodden for two seasons. He's been beat up and crying and shaved his head and just completely down. And now I think he's got his balls back.
No, I think he's faking
it. Not being too graphic.
All right, we're out of time. Play This Guy Eats. Let's do This Guy Eats.
Sandwich. 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 Sandwich.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. It's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Burritos. Burritos.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Let me tell you something. If you don't like chicken or watermelon, something's wrong with you, mother. Something wrong with you. Where are all these people that don't like chicken and watermelon?
Steak and eggs and steak. That's what you should have for breakfast. Delicious. Steak and eggs and steak.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Cheeseburger. Banana pancakes.
Brown sugar.
Strawberries.
Strawberry.
Watermelon sugar.
Peaches.
My vegetables, my vegetables.
Sweet cherry pie.
Biscuits and gravy.
Cornbread and chicken.
Blueberry.
Cake.
Peanut butter jelly.
Tangerine.
Tupelo honey.
Pork and beans.
Meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
All right, Cody, where are we eating at this week? It's Friday. It's 1:50. It's time for This Guy Eats. Where are we eating at this week?
Well, this is a little bit awkward, seeing as how you've already played the intro, but this guy didn't eat this particular week, actually.
You didn't eat?
No.
So you let the audience down.
This is our last full week for 2 weeks, and you didn't eat.
Yeah, we're not going to have a Friday show.
Yeah,
well,
we are.
I guess I was going to say as a team, but yeah, we'll be here Friday. Christian won't be, but
we'll have a Friday show next week and soon after that, probably.
Yeah. So
a lot of This Guy Eats segments left to do.
So you didn't eat.
This guy did not particularly eat.
You weren't hungry yesterday?
I was. I ate.
Where'd you eat?
Well, I ate at a place I've eaten before.
Where was that?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say?
I don't want to say.
How embarrassing of a place is it?
It's a place I like, and everybody else says they have roaches.
Well, where's that?
My Osaka place.
Oh.
On the Chapman Highway.
Oh, okay.
By the Walgreens.
Everyone says they have roaches?
People say that, but I think it's a
racist.
Little bit of... Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say. I think it's a little bit of xenophobia.
Yeah.
I don't think it's racist. I think it's xenophobic.
Xenophobic?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I would probably say more racist than xenophobic, but either way.
What's the difference? One of them's based on nationality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Xenophobia. It's like a national thing. It's like, you know, things people say that I'm not going to say them, but like Asians can't drive or something like that. But is that also racist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I eat there. I like to eat there. Sometimes if I'm feeling depressed or down or...
Were you depressed or down yesterday?
Not particularly, but I was hungry.
Okay.
I could review it if you want.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. The audience, I just...
I haven't reviewed it yet.
I just promised you and I promised the audience that I would always give you the floor on Friday because you said I didn't let you do your segment. I was giving you the floor to...
Well, we didn't discuss beforehand the...
What?
The
after checking with you every day, like leading up to Friday of whether or not you're going to do it?
Well, a lot of times you'll at least ask, you know, hey, do you have a restaurant review today? And, you know...
Well, I just figured since you were doing your job and you brought, you know, your video game system and everything, that you would make sure that the restaurant review was ready to go.
You know, it was on my to-do list, but it somehow got passed over by other things that were going on.
How the hell did you have my car for 2 days and bring it back with a check engine light on, too, by the way?
I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
Why is this guy borrowing my car for two days, and he brings it back with a check engine light on?
That's very frustrating to me because, trust me, I was thinking things like that. Like, I got to get this car back in one piece, make sure everything's fine, leave the same amount of fuel, and then you tell me the engine light's on, and I'm like, how? Am I bad luck? I swear to God, the light was not on last night.
Whoa, don't swear to my God.
I swear to my God.
Okay.
The light was not on last night. I would have told you, but now I'm wondering why it's on. You know what I mean? Thing's got a brand new engine in it.
I know.
Could it be? Sometimes, though, it could be anything. And those do come on, like, if the fuel cap doesn't go. So I wonder if maybe it could be the fuel cap I didn't tighten, but.
I typically just ignore it and just keep driving until something
Well, they say unless it's blinking.
Yeah.
Unless it's blinking, really not...
and as long as the oil thing isn't flashing too, once the oil thing starts flashing, okay.
Well, that's what happened last time I had the car.
Yeah.
Last time I had a major problem.
Last time I let you drive it, you had it for a week, and then all of a sudden the engine shut down on me.
But to my credit, that did help us get a new engine.
That
in
is
car.
True. So like that is true. The warranty did come through.
I did let you know about that. That recall.
That is true.
So that's good.
It wasn't net positive for me, but
that does.
You did have it for a week, and then the engine shut down.
That does drive me.
You
insane.
Had it 2 days yesterday, the last 2 days, and then it comes back to check engine.
I know that does.
Do you not know how to drive? your other car's
right,
in the shop too.
Right.
Do you just like gas it everywhere you go? Do you just like shotgun it? Like, are you not? You're not like easing up on the RPMs?
That's why I'm frustrated by this, because I literally had the car for 2 days and you're telling me the engine light's on.
Are you accidentally driving like a manual and not shifting
the
gears?
No,
like,
I mean,
what are you
I know
doing
how to
here?
Drive a car. I mean, I'm
every car you have ends up in the shop, though.
I'm a professional driver.
Your car's in the shop. My car was in the shop. You get my car back, it's got to check engine light on.
I don't know, man.
Hour two in the books.
I don't know.
We'll kick off hour three of headlines.